today on Apostle Nkabo's podcast radio show.
In these 40 days of fasting and seeking God, we are in the fast 10, and the fast 10 is all about renewing our body and renewing also our ability to connect to God. Yeah, so we are praying so that the connection to God may be clear. We are praying so that the frequency between us and God may be clear. We are praying so that the air, the atmosphere, and the environment that we are in may enable us to channel quicker into God. So there are things that we do on the earth, and that's why we are praying and repenting and renouncing vows. Why are we renouncing vows? And we are going to find out what a vow is. So through the earthly realm, human beings are here to make vows. This is one thing that we are doing. Either we are doing it indirectly or directly. But human beings, we are in the earth. We are created. We are spiritual beings. We have a spiritual mandate. We have a soul mandate. And we also have a fleshly mandate. Our body that we are wearing, the body, the physical flesh, it expresses itself. But it expresses itself according to the vows. That's one area. The vows that we make. The commitments that we make in the spirit. Yeah. So today we are learning about the vows and how can we overcome vows, because vows can hinder us from prospering or connecting to God. Vows can become a distraction, a diversion that diverts us from godly purpose into something else. Hallelujah. So what is a vow? Yeah. A vow in Numbers chapter 30 verse 2 says, if a man makes a vow to the Lord or swear an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he or she shall not break that word. Did you hear that? So this is a commandment that God made towards humanity. And he says, if a man makes a vow, if he utters something to promise something through his makes a vow, yeah, he shall not break that commandment, but he is bound or he has bind himself through that word he has spoken. You see the word bind, to tie. You have to make a knot, to bind, to tie something. Yeah. So through time in life, we are going around binding ourselves via the words we say, because some of us don't have the value and the understanding of language, the way we speak, what we speak, and why we are speaking. So sometimes we go saying words and unknowingly we are making vows towards deities. Yeah. You shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. He who makes a vow shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Yeah. A vow. What is a vow? A vow is a word that is spoken via one's ability to commit. Can you see my screen I'm sharing? Yeah. You can see my screen I'm sharing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So a vow is a word that is spoken via the ability to commit, to show an attitude of ownership towards the influence, towards that spiritual force, towards that spiritual existence, towards that spiritual power or deity that is worshipped, a deity, worshipped presence, etc., that is behind the energy which is stimulating the person's tongue into the status of speaking or vowing. So vows are stimulation, they are energies. They energize us, they are spiritual presence. Yeah, that when they influence our tongue, we speak, we vow. Yeah, so here I can say, she was seduced and influenced. From the word influenced comes the word influenza. Yeah. They always say that sickness is an influenza, yeah? So what is an influenza? An influenza is a presence that carries an energy of influence. And it influences someone, and that someone can be affected. And sometimes can be affected by a disease, or sometimes can be affected by arteries, or sometimes that influenza can affect someone's tongue to speak. His tongue is influenced to speak, but as he speaks, he is influenced into making a vow. And a little did she know while she spoke that the vow she agreed was an honor and an agreement that bound her soul. Do you see that? That bound her soul. Do you see that? her soul to the small gods or deity that those people who enticed her promoted and worshipped. Okay? Now, listen to this. A vow that is made can create a soul tie. Did you hear about something that they say that somebody is bound by soul ties? A soul tie, or I can say a soul attachment between the person who makes the vow and the deity to whom the vow is bringing honor or must bring honor. So vows are utterances that we speak. But when we speak, we are influenced by an influencer that influences us to speak certain words and to commit ourselves. And these vows, they also become binding spiritual ties, or I call them soul ties. Yes, between the person who is speaking and the spirit to whom that demand of vowing came from. Are we together so far? So what is a vow? A vow is a promise. It's a vow. It's a ceremonial promise. It's a pledge to apply a concept of swearing as one is being made to make a vow that will bind him. Now notice the word bind there. People, we are limited to vows that we make because they bind us. They are godly vows that God wants us to make so that we may be blessed by God. But they are also negative vows that we make so that we may be bound to satanic plans and satanic desires and to satanic people. Yeah? So that she may bind, or he may bind, his faithfulness of serving to the spiritual environment or energy or prophetic oracle or a story and spiritual mandate that requires one's office, that requires one's culture, that requires one's tribe, character, and tradition to fulfill the rights of that vow as a duty done unto a deity or a spiritual presence. Hallelujah. Negative, immoral, and evil vows are vows made via, sometimes people swear. Yeah, to swear falsely, to speak a curse. Yeah, the uttering of F words, when people speak F words, they are literally swearing, but that swearing is a vow. It's like you're promising somebody that I'll F you. And you know that when people say that F you, it sounds like an insult for the one you're saying it to, but it's a connection, sexual connection, between the one who is speaking and to the one who is speaking. So if I'm very insulted about someone and I don't like someone, why do I now insult him and I say a few? Then it means I will have sex with you. That's literally what it means. What people call insult. But is that an insult? Or it's a vow where he binds his soul to the person he dislikes. A few. How can that be an insult? If you don't like someone, then why do you go on and join with that someone sexually? Why? Maybe he's not really saying F you or have sex with you, but he's saying I will rape you. I will molest you. I will sexually insult you. That's what he's saying. So this F you word that people speak, it's a vow. And people will mistakenly say these words. Yeah, but we are making vows to the spirit and the deity behind, because that deity and that evil presence is behind it. It's evil. It wants us to behave evil. It wants us to exchange in an evil way. It wants us to communicate in an evil way. So we go around binding our souls towards each other, but in an evil manner. So today we are talking about breaking soul ties. Yeah, to swear in the name of a deity, which is done via the spirit spoken word that is influenced by selfishness, influenced by greed, the flirting spirit of foolishness, revenge, lust, the desire to manipulate someone with the aim to make and fulfill the love of money, sexual immorality, homosexuality, and perversion, etc. And through this selfishness, this emotional driving forces of selfishness in us, which are ungodly, which are immoral in nature, We start to speak. We tap into a speaking ability. We tap into a speaking energy, an energy that motivates our tongue to speak evil. And this evil utterance is also a binding of our souls or making vows. Today we are going to pray for our nation, our community, our people, and ourselves too, to repent from these vows. He or she, he showed his commitment, faithfulness and devotion towards the word that he vowed. So when he spoke, he vowed, but his commitment will be revealed. His faithfulness will be revealed. The word commitment.
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.